Chapter 48, The Victory. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Surely we have granted you, O Muhammad, a manifest victory, that Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and future, and complete His favor on you and guide you on the straight path, and that Allah may help you with a strong help. It is He who sent down calmness and tranquility into the hearts of the believers, that they may grow more in faith, adding to their present faith. And to Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. That He may admit the believing men and the believing women to gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, to abide there for ever, and to expiate from them their sins, and that is in the sight of Allah a supreme success. And that He may punish the hypocrites, men and women, and also the polytheists, men and women, who think evil thoughts about Allah. For them is a disgraceful torment, and the wrath of Allah is upon them. And He has cursed them and prepared hell for them, and worst indeed is that destination. And to Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. Surely we have sent you, O Muhammad, as a witness, as a bearer of glad tidings, and as a warner, in order that you, O mankind, may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and that you may assist and honor Him, and glorify Allah's praises morning and afternoon. Surely those who give a pledge to you, O Muhammad, they are giving a pledge to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. Then whoever breaks his pledge breaks it only to his own harm, and whoever fulfills the covenant he has made with Allah, He will bestow on him a great reward. Those of the Bedouin who lag behind will say to you, "Our possessions and our families occupied us, so ask forgiveness for us." They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Say, "Who then has any power at all to intervene on your behalf with Allah, if He intends you hurt or intends you benefit?" No, but Allah is ever all aware of what you do. No, but you thought that the messenger and the believers would never return to their families, and that was made fair-seeming in their hearts. And you thought an evil thought, and you became a useless people heading for destruction. And whoever does not believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad, then surely we have prepared for the disbelievers a blazing fire. And to Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom He wills, and punishes whom He wills. And Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. Those who lag behind will say, when you go to take the spoils, "Allow us to follow you." And they want to change Allah's words. Say, "You shall not follow us. This Allah has decreed." Then they will say, "No, you envy us." No, but they do not understand, except a little. Say, O Muhammad, to the Bedouin who lag behind, "You shall be called to fight against a people given to great warfare. Then you shall fight them, unless they surrender. Then if you obey, Allah will give you a fair reward. But if you turn away as you turned away before, He will punish you with a painful torment. No blame or sin is there upon the blind, nor is there blame or sin upon the lame, nor is there blame or sin upon the sick, that they do not go forth to war. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger Muhammad, He will admit him to gardens, beneath which rivers flow in paradise. And whoever turns back, He will punish him with a painful torment. Indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave their pledge to you, O Muhammad, under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, and He sent down calmness and tranquility upon them. And He rewarded them with a near victory and abundant spoils that they will capture. And Allah is ever almighty, all-wise. Allah has promised you abundant spoils that you will capture, and He has hastened this for you. And He has restrained the hands of men from you, that it may be a sign for the believers, and that He may guide you to a straight path. And other victories and spoils He promises to you, which are not yet within your power. Indeed, Allah encompasses them, and Allah is ever able to do all things. And if those who disbelieve fight against you, they would certainly have turned their backs, then they would have found neither a protector nor a helper. That has been the way of Allah already with those who passed away before, and you will not find any change in the way of Allah. And it is he who has withheld their hands from you and your hands from them in the midst of Mecca, after he made you victors over them, and Allah is ever the all-seer of what you do. They are the ones who disbelieved in the oneness of Allah, and hindered you from the sacred mosque at Mecca, and detained the sacrificial animals from reaching their place of sacrifice. There were believing men and women within the enemy camp, whom you did not know, and you were about to hurt them unknowingly. Allah thus brings into his mercy whom he wills. If the believers and the disbelievers had been apart, we would have surely punished those of them who disbelieved with painful torment. When those who disbelieved put in their hearts the pride and haughtiness of the time of ignorance, Allah sent down his calmness and tranquility upon his messenger and upon the believers, and made them stick to the word of piety, and they were well entitled to it and worthy of it, and Allah is the all-knower of everything. Indeed, Allah shall fulfill the true vision which he showed to his messenger in truth. Certainly you shall enter the sacred mosque, if Allah wills, securely, some having your head shaved, and some having your hair cut short, and having no fear. He knew what you did not know, and besides that, he granted a near victory. It is he who has sent his messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it superior over all religions. And all-sufficient is Allah as a witness. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against disbelievers and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayer, seeking the bounty of Allah and his good pleasure. The mark of their faith is on their faces, from the traces of their prostration during prayers. This is their description in the Torah. But their description in the gospel is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, makes it strong, and then becomes thick and stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous good deeds forgiveness, and a mighty reward in paradise.